Did you wish some fine wine today? We have a very nice bottle of eight chilled just for you.
No, it's too early right now.
Ah, yes, I do understand. Could you ask your friend to avoid harassing the musicians again?
Yes.
Thank you.
I take a spoon. Make an agility check. Can you catch my agility?
Got a 3.
Did you roll your wild die?
Yes.
Ah. Well, interesting friend you have.
Yeah, no.
15.
Calm down, you two. Calm down.
Right.
Okay. I'll leave the violins away this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I suppose. After the maitre d' wanders off.
Yeah, they wander off.
Well, since it appears we're going to be working together, why don't we tell each other a bit about ourselves? You know, introduce each other, get to know each other, learn why maybe you have such an irrational hatred of an instrument that sounds like a screeching cat.
I think it's rather beautiful.
Lady.
And screeching cats are not that bad.
A guitar is beautiful.
What?
You've never heard a guitar.
No. Perhaps you can introduce me to one.
Well, did you want to start, ma'am?
Well, you guys already know my name.
Well.
Yes, I am a daughter of a Raja in India.
Yeah.
I've come here seeking the child, as you well not know.
Do you... any hobbies? Anything like?
I do like to travel around in the wild a lot. I was very adventurous as a child. So I do have skills in that field.
You didn't seem like a bad shot either.
Yes, I do secretly train to have good aim.
You, ma'am?
I'm Yuli. And I'm good at the knives. I'm trying to track down my father.
Oh. Well, why are you trying to track him down? I mean, did he disappear?
He doesn't do good things.
Ah.
Being a U.S. Marshal?
Yeah.
I got that implication.
Well,
I am sorry you were separated from him. Perhaps we'll help you find him.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Well, as you all know already, I'm Joseph McDonald. Just call me Joe if you feel so inclined. I'm a U.S. Marshal from the great state of...
Nevada.
Where is that?
It's in the United States of America, near the West Coast.
Well, you are quite far away.
Far from home. I miss my farm.
Oh, it's all right. The joke he made was old McDonald
yeah.
had a barn.
I really wish Marcus hadn't set it on fire.
Oh, that's just too bad.
The screaming cows.
You caught the cows on fire?
Well, he's where he belongs now.
Yes, hopefully he burns in the fires for slaughtering such magnificent animals.
He's dead.
I was a U.S. Marshal in Nevada. Spent most of my time chasing down riffraff and trying to keep the peace.
I didn't say father for who I'm tracking down. That's some intro, didn't I?
You said father.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I wonder, how did I ever find any criminals? I have no skill in it.
Luck, maybe.
Yeah, seems about right.
Or bad luck, depending on how it went.
At this point, your guys' food arrives, and you already like it.
Yeah, sure.
This is way too fancy for you.
I ask for a steak, and I get a circle of what maybe meat. What is all this sauce on it? You're covering up the taste of the delicious beef. Wait, I just realized something. You ordered the filet mignon.
Yes, it's on fire.
No.
Oh.
The filet mignon is a cut of steak.
Oh, okay. Never mind. She didn't order that. She ordered something else. I'm not used to fancy restaurants. Go the fuck over.
The filet mignon is the smaller portion of a T-bone steak. It is considered the finest cut on a cow.
Okay.
The other side, I believe.
I don't do that fancy food stuff. I'm gonna get me some hamburger.
I watch far too much Food Network. Or used to.
Back when you had TV.
Touche.
Okay. So. I drink lots of coffee to cover up the flavor.
You eat a little, drink a lot. You eat and drink a lot. You maintain your girlish figure.
Yes. Okay, so where do you think we should start? Sewers?
We were supposed to go visit the preacher.
Ah, yes, the contact. Perhaps he he can actually point us in the correct direction. Because I do not think this gown would do well in the sewers.
Archibald was his name.
Mm-hmm. Archibald.
Of the St. John's Chapel.
But just a question, does anyone comment on my eye patch, or are most people ignoring it?
Well, you were ignoring it.
Because it's kind of rude going, the fuck?
Is that empty inside?
You feel this? I still have a working eye under there, it's just most people don't take kindly to the murky white, four scars running down above and below the eye. Most people don't take kindly to one eye that looks like this, so I try and keep it covered. Also helps in night vision.
Yarr.
You're a pirate?
I'm a cowboy, ma'am.
What does that mean? Cowboy. Oh, you love cows! That's good!
It's a term for men out west who...
Herd cows?
Herd cows, essentially. It's become a general...
You're a cow tamer and caretaker. That is marvelous!
Well, technically, yeah, you do take care of it because you sell it off. And you don't want damaged beef.
Yeah, I do. I take care of cows. I prevent them from running off cliffs during storms.
Stupid mission.
Oh, that is very good. Very good.
Lightning and thunder frightened.
They frighten easily.
The next
I applaud you. I take your hand.
I have to say, that was some mighty delicious beef I raised.
I'm sorry.
As an American,
you probably don't know about my religion, though.
The bill arrives for £2.
How much money do you have, actually, out of curiosity?
13.
Oh, okay, so you're not much richer than we are anymore.
Well, yeah.
Considering the £10
you got paid.
And of course, that has to last us for a month.
It has to last you for 15 days.
Oh, and then the next month starts.
Oh, sorry. At this point, it's the 16th, so 15 more days.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Well, thank you. It was marvelous, like normal.
Ah, yes. Fantastic. Always a pleasure to have you, my lady.
Hey, as a ripper, I don't have to pay income tax.
That's a U.S. Marshal.
Awesome!
I'm sorry, just because I work for the government doesn't mean I don't look for ways to avoid taxes if at all possible.
Everyone tries to avoid taxes. Even the IRS is like, now, how do I avoid taxes?
What do you think an accountant's job is? How many deductions can I get the guy who hired me?
Alright. So let's just go see this man.
You look like a man.
Now, normally, you know, you're going around in the East End, it's kind of frowned upon, but since you're going to visit
a chapel,
that's not too bad.
And I have escorts?
You have a female escort with the male, because if it was just the male, people might get the wrong impression.
Yes.
Of course, I'm not the most reputable looking.
You're my defense.
You guys make it to the small chapel. There's actually pictures of it. It's basically just a tower and a chapel. That's literally it. And you guys look inside, it is...
tiny?
Well, there's about four or five lanes of pews, and then a tower attached with a pulpit up front. That's the tower.
Does England not worship their deities as properly as they should? This chapel is tiny.
And as
My whole
you guys,
family wouldn't be able to fit in here.
As she's saying that, out steps the kindly, pot-bellied. Imagine the little friar cut. Curator says, "We believe in size efficiency, ma'am."
This looks.
Bigger isn't always better. It's how you use your faith.
I get the, you know, looking at it, this is probably about the same size as a lot of the churches I see out.
Yeah, actually, this is about the same size, and they have a tower attached, which is better than you guys have. You guys only have, like, a bell tower.
I think Chinese usually have, like, a family shrine.
Yeah, they usually have family shrines. And then there are the big shrines that you may go to, like, maybe once a lifetime and that sort of stuff.
Or if similar to Japanese religion, once a year, essentially. Yeah.
He goes, welcome, welcome.
Greetings, Father.
Greetings.
I assume Father is the correct way to address this.
Curator.
Curate. No, I suppose I do address him as Father, because honestly...
Yeah, you're like, curate. Curate is the term that's appropriate for the church.
Curate, then.
And, this is certainly a ragtag group of immigrants. What are you doing here?
Yes. Travis sent us to speak with you.
Oh, Travis! Travis, my good friend, please come inside. Currently, as you may notice, since it's not Sunday, there's no one here, so please, come on in.
Thank you.
I suppose since this is similar to my religion, I will take the time to pay the proper respects when I walk in.
You can see that, you know, there's kind of a few little acolytes and whatnot that are scurrying around. I go, shoot them off. Yes. Please, have a seat in the pews. They're kind of hard wooden pews.
Wow, these are comfortable compared to some of the pews I've sat in.
You don't have a splinter yet!
Wait, the wood is mostly smooth?
I shift.
And it's polished.
Oh my gosh! This is a very nice house of worship.
That's right. They even have all their candelabras.
And they all have candles in them?
Damn right.
Wow. I'm looking at it. Not enough gold. Not enough statues.
Is that stained glass?
They got my outfit from my bag put under me, so...
yes, terrible thing I heard. Is everyone all right?
Well, we're relatively new, so we don't really know.
Yes, I didn't recognize you from the previous lodge.
From what Travis mentioned, 2 or 3 people have gone missing completely.
Oh, no. Basically, he gave you the name of the 3 people who were missing. It's Donnie the Yanko, Patrick the Irish, and Yuri the Russian. Once again, clever names.
Yeah.
Yuri. So who are you looking for? Maybe I might be able to at least point you in the right direction.
Did he give us a specific person we're supposed to look for?
All 3 of them.
Well, we're looking for all 3. We're just trying to figure out what happened, honestly.
Oh, yes, I
know. We're also trying to figure out how they knew where the location of the previous lodge was.
Was there just not enough secrecy? Do you think there's a moat?
Travis didn't seem very forthcoming on information, honestly.
Well, yes, Travis was a bit more reserved and cautious. It's almost a hindrance for him.
Kind of like my devout loyalty.
They seemed as lost as we are, so I do not know.
I think they're slightly less lost than we are. I mean, we did get turned around 2 or 3 times coming down here.
Sightseeing. The outfit was very pretty.
Spent 2 hours trying on clothes.
I know that Donnie lived outside the lodge. You'd have to go ask around about him. I do know that O'Patrick, being an Irishman and giving in to the usual sin of his race, was a frequent drinker, so you might be able to look there. Yuri, I don't know about him. Doesn't ring any bells.
All right.
The first one was what?
Donnie the Yank.
And what was the information on him?
He lived outside the lodge. He actually has a house. Okay. But you should go ask around about them. I'll keep my ear out.
Okay.
Could get the address to his house?
I don't really have the address to his house.
to know with at least the area.
Oh, yes. North side.
Okay.
All right, you've narrowed it down to a quarter of the city. Better than nothing.
Well, we may also get information if we find anything on these two about Yuri.
Yes.
If they've all been, all three have been taken, information on one or two should point us towards him as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll find out which one of those was the traitor.
Well, I guess thank you very much for your time.
Of course, you need anything, please come to St. John's Chapel. The house, this house of worship is open to you.
Thank you. We shall make way.
Alright, so who are you guys going to ask around about for first?
I'm going to ask about John.
Try to score camp.
Since, would Patrick not be in this area? Because isn't this where all the bars are?
Back. It's expensive.
Greedy little woman.
I wait till.
What, do you have a kleptomaniac or something?
Mm-hmm.
I wait till Alec gets back.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, that's the funny thing about it.
Okay, and she can't use it to web swing. It's actually slower than walking, thanks to Denver's not so magnificent skyline.
Alright, so who are you guys investigating first?
I would suggest we stay here. Because this is where all the pubs are, so would we not find more information on Patrick?
Okay. I think it would be better to actually check out the house. Because that's his place of residence. That's probably where he really is. Something did happen.
Okay. I just say here because we are here.
It would be kind of annoying to walk to the north side of town from what, the east?
Yes.
It takes up less time that way.
So for time efficiency.
Although we're going to be ball crawling.
Yeah.
Asking about an Irishman in bars.
Have you seen an Irishman? Yep. Same all the time. You got a problem with the Irish, eh?
What was his name?
Oh, Patrick.
Oh, well, that might
not be <That's> one, <right? laughs> Hey, do we have a physical description?
Yes, you have a physical description of old Patrick.
Is he got red hair?
Red hair.
The distinguishing mark is he's got tattoos on the left side of his face. That's the distinguishing mark.
Despite the fact that he's a completely generic Irishman, apparently. At least he's not named O'Malley.
And my excuse is that I'm trying drinks. That is why I'm here.
Okay.
I heard rumors that they had really good drinks.
Give me a persuasion check. Just so you can play it off so you don't suffer any status loss or anything like that.
I'm going 9.
9? Oh, well, obviously a fashionable woman of her wouldn't be just bar crawling. No, she's heard about this famous from India. Obviously these Irish have some sort of drink. Dirty Irish. All right, go ahead.
Irish drink of choice is...
Guinness? I don't know. Dude, I don't research alcohol.
You research everything else.
Yeah, because alcohol doesn't interest me. Anywho. Go ahead and give me streetwise to try and locate any information about O'Patrick.
Are we getting one person to make the main roll? And
yes, you have one person making the main roll.
And it's the person who gets the highest, right? Or is it...
You pick the person, and then everyone else can assist.
Quick question. The minus two, if I get below a one, does it...
No.
Does it hurt?
Okay. It's between me and you, and you probably have better streetwise, because I have a D4.
I don't have streetwise.
Oh. Streetwise allows you to use your charisma. So it should be a D4 plus 2.
D4 plus 2 minus 2, you get a net of...
No, it's a...
A D4... Actually, right now, it's a D4 minus 2, because she doesn't have it, minus 2 because she's an outsider, plus 4.
So it'd be a 0.
So you have a D4 minus 2, because you're an outsider.
So it's best to have you do it. You know what? Honestly, I have a minus 4 right now. Negative 4? No.
11.
8.
Yeah.
10 minus 2 is 8.
I assist really well.
You add plus 2, so we're up to...
13.
Dude, these Irish got some good beer. Okay. Alright. Not only did you guys manage to figure out which one, it was the first one you guys stopped to.
I order a whiskey.
It was called the Lucky Charm. A Lucky Charm pub.
Do they still cereal?
Huh?
Do they have cereal here?
No. Oh, it is an Irish, basically, pub. A bunch of Irishmen visit here. And they go, oh, yeah, oh, Patrick. Real shame. And when you guys walk in, you actually see, like, a small little photograph of him. A photograph, which means that he was well-liked here. And a small little shrine. You see he's got little candles lined up in front of him. You can see there's some, like, beer and whatnot put in front of the small little altar. And you can see that there's a bunch of Irishmen sitting here drinking and talking and having fun. But all of them are Irish. You feel definitely like outsiders in here. This is a clique.
Yes.
And when you three walk in, all the Irishmen and Irishwomen kind of turn and look at you three like,
what are they doing here?
You two stand there, and I walk in completely unaware of the stairs, apparently. Can I get a whiskey?
Hey! Yeah, whatever. Okay.
So
what's your name, lad?
Joseph. Joseph McDonald.
McDonald! Hey! Sounds Irish! Here you go.
I suppose I could have some Irish blood in me somewhere.
It's a Mick.
Yep.
So I see you have a photo. What is with the shrine of old Patrick?
You see a bunch of men can't do the...
Our good old friend, O'Patrick, he was,
he comes in here to drink a lot. Does a lot of business he can't talk about.
Few weeks back, he found a pretty lass, and the pretty lass managed to find his wallet and a knife.
Oh.
Found him in a back alley. Sure. Real beaut she was. Not from around here. Kind of an outsider.
What was her name?
I think something like Sarah. Aye. Unfortunately, his loins got the best of him.
Don't they get the best of us all?
For that.
As the ones sitting there go like, wait, what? The men all go.
The men all go, yeah.
To O'Patrick.
To O'Patrick.
My good friend he was.
Stop your blubbering.
I also know what happened to old Patrick. But he was alone?
Hey, he comes in here often. Usually goes home with some friends, but there was a pretty lass who had taken a liking to him. And so, they decided to go off and get a little more...
Acquainted,
yeah, that's a good term.
I've become acquainted with some very fine women in my time.
Hey. Just don't ever let the wife know about it, eh?
Unfortunately, I'm not married.
Ah, well, you're a free man. Drink to freedom! Freedom!
I find this conversation oddly disturbing.
I feel like an outsider.
Apparently, ordering alcohol is the way into the Irish's heart. That and having a penis.
I just hope I don't get hate mail over this game. I'm sorry, but 1892 is racist.
Yeah, political correctness is overrated.
Okay.
Do they know anything else about the woman who...
Not really. She was attractive, and she was definitely not from around here. They basically, had a few drinks together that night, and...
I take it I can't get much information on her physical appearance because people were distracted by other things?
She was... pale, dark-haired. They think she was probably from... probably like a gypsy or something like that.
I rate this 10 times.
Okay.
Alright, well...
Of course, we can't read the notes. What are these symbols? What do they mean?
I suppose I could take to writing all my notes in German so these guys couldn't read it.
Why does this say... Beer, Oktoberfest, Wiener Schnitzel.
That's my theory of relativity.
Oh, okay.
It's basically based on the more beer you drink, the faster you move, the higher your ability to exceed the speed of light.
Huh.
Interesting.
I've been collaborating with some Irish scientists on it.
Okay. Well, now we know what happened to him. I suppose, do you wish to check out Northside or investigate this woman?
Northside.
Very well.
So we can see some rarities.
Well, I finish off my whiskey.
You finish off your whiskey.
Bid the Irishman
The. Are you going to run up a tab here? Okay. Actually, the first time they do charge you. So for a couple whiskeys, just a shilling.
Thankfully, I probably managed to avoid getting drunk right now.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a vigor check at plus. Let's see, you had two whiskeys. Yeah, just give me a vigor check plus one.
Seven.
Yeah, you're fine.
I figured whiskey was probably the...
Yeah, two shots of whiskey, that's why you got a plus one, but maybe if you're really light. Yeah, you're brawny, hell.
probably shouldn't have even had your roll.
Anywho.
Brawny with a vigor of D8, two whiskeys.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get a carriage, and we go up...
You guys get a carriage, pay the two shillings. Mm-hmm. You guys actually ride in a carriage, it's...
Nice. It's not a stagecoach.
Actually, it is. That's what it...
But no, this is nicer than the stagecoach. Yes. If you think about it, stagecoach in the West, they're designed more to be durable against the elements than look nice.
Do you have an issue against, like, walking?
No.
Why are we taking a carriage?
Because it's pretty far, and I don't know the way around.
Second part.
You just accept it and sit back and enjoy the fact that the seats actually have cushions.
I have cushions all the time.
You realize you're going to wrinkle your clothes if you keep doing that.
So.
Alright, go ahead and give me a streetwise to try and locate Donnie.
Can I assist?
A four. You guys will succeed.
No.
I assist.
Okay. Yep, you guys easily identify the house. Unless you guys actually want to specifically ask questions about from the people in the area.
So maybe we should ask about, see if Donnie has been seen in the area recently at all. That way we don't just walk to his house and...
Or did he have any... Was he good friends with the neighbors or anything?
Oh, yeah. This is London. You kind of know the people in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I need to visit Baker Street. I'll determine if Sherlock Holmes actually exists. Is he a ripper?
Anywho.
It turns out Watson is the ripper, Sherlock Holmes is...
Well, let me know if you actually visit Baker Street. Anywho.
Okay.
Well, let's see.
You're certainly not doing it right now.
Yeah, I know.
So I suppose, do any of the families look at home?
During the day, well, yeah, at this point most of the women are home.
Wait a minute, why would I visit Baker Street? If Sherlock Holmes actually, no wait, Watson's journals might have been published as novels. I need to determine if there's actually a reason for me to know about that.
Just saying, let me know if you go to Baker Street.
Okay. I suggest we talk to his neighbors, see if they know of anything.
Have we knocked on the door yet?
No, you've identified which is his house. It's that one right there. It's a nice townhouse.
Has anyone seen him recently?
I haven't seen him in the past 3 weeks.
Okay. So, why don't we check out his house, see if we can find anything. If we do, we can talk to the neighbors, see if they know anything about what's going on.
You wish to get into his house?
I thought that was the whole purpose of being here.
Okay. I have you two do that. I will stay out here and be a distraction.
Okay. You stay away from it, so if they fail the lockpicking and stealth attempt. Ivan, this sounds kind of like your forte. Go ahead and give me first a stealth to avoid attracting attention to yourself.
Five.
That's a one.
Yes. Now, what are you doing to attempt to distract?
Being hot.
being a confused tourist.
Tourist? She's a tourist?
A tourist! Okay, give me a persuasion.